it's just a rap thing. And we're back with episode 46 of the Sounds of... Ooh, my fly's on it. Struggle!
Hashtag fly struggles. Three.
Nobody said it was a struggle. I'm just saying.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, the secret is out?
Yes, it's like the Loch Ness. I've caught it.
It's like the Ogopogo, because backwards it sounds the same.
Yeah, or it could be like the Chupacabra, because it looks Mexican, and it's huge and scary to kids.
How dare you call my penis Mexican?
It's not white. Oh, it's also covered in shit. That could be why. Anyways.
That's not shit.
Ew.
What?
Oh.
You got chocolate in my peanut butter.
Very good.
Yeah. I'm Chris Parrish.
I am maniac.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am.
And, you know what? We sound a little depressed.
Yeah.
But the irony is, we get to start it off with some TLC reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, surprising card, because viral meningitis or
herpes
or mumps.
Herpes.
Kinda.
Butt fuck the roster.
Well, just a couple.
Yeah.
I mean.
Big dog got big mumps.
I mean, Bo Dallas was out for like a month.
That's probably because he's not that great.
And then Bray Wyatt.
Probably because he's doing a job again.
And then JoJo, because he's banging her.
Probably got Sister Abigail in the mouth. Which, by the way,
she's got his whole world
in her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say, Sister Abigail couldn't make an appearance. Why? PMS. Post... Fuck, I had something for this.
Meningitis?
No, that would work, though. Post-meningitis syndrome? Actually, be current, but no.
Post-meningitis struggles... Boom! There saved!
There it is. Good save.
Yeah.
I had something really good and I meant to tweet it and I never did. Now I can't remember it.
Parrish Maniac saved it. Save PMS.
There we go. We'll go with that for now. I'll think of it later, I'm sure.
Or it could be Parrish Maniac Sean. Miss you, Sean Martins.
Yeah.
Long lost struggle brother.
Yes, we're actually waving right now.
Yeah.
You can't see that, but we're actually waving at the car in front of us.
Who has nobody in it?
No. It's a Pontiac Torrent. No one cares.
Yeah. Screw you, Pontiac.
You're not even a fucking valid car anymore, so yeah. Eat shit.
And you're, like, not even a good green color.
No.
No. It's like New York.
Oh, and Big Dog. Big Dog's out. And
yeah, Roman Reigns.
Roman.
That had to be last minute, because he
Roman reigned in his mumps.
That had to be last minute, because he was on...
Yeah, he was kissing JoJo, too.
But he was on Raw in the cage match, which saw him go up against Braun Strowman. So had he won, Strowman would have been out of the match and it would have been a 3-on-3. But if Strowman won, Strowman not only would have stayed in the 4-on-3 match at TLC, but Miz's team would have had a fifth member.
Which we found out to be Kane, which we talked about last week, yes.
Yep.
Good times.
So, we ended up getting Kurt Angle replacing Roman Reigns and AJ Styles replacing Sister Abigail. Which was a little bit of all right.
Yes, it was.
Because Finn Balor, AJ Styles, first time ever.
Yes.
Surprisingly, match of the night.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say surprisingly. It was.
And they broke the internet.
Internet lisploded. Because how dare they do a too sweet? That's a shot in the mouth from Vince McMahon directly at the Bullet Club. Fuck those guys. Or maybe it was just the fact that they both were at one point part of the Bullet Club and they're showing some love to their BC brethren.
Well, at one point they were both the Bullet Club leaders. But I have a third.
Share your theory!
They obviously come to Monster Pro Wrestling and check out their favorite tag team, Tag Struggle, and say, hey, you know what? This too sweet thing's cool. We should do it.
But I don't do it like that. I do it with my index and middle finger because I want to be different.
I mean, that's what makes them who they are. They like to be different.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Or they just steal what I do because I don't.
Fair enough.
But yeah, Kind of not, I don't know, the only gripe I have in that match was the ending was just like, done, over quick.
Surprisingly, yeah.
And
yeah, that that finishing move, the coup de grace, looked stiff.
Yeah.
Looked like he just kind of sat on him. It looked painful AF.
Yeah. But
post-mortem syndrome! That's what I was going to say earlier.
Is anybody else kind of wishing that there was a Pele spin kick battle between the two?
Yeah, instead of having just one off here and one off there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would, like, literally just pow, 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 yeah, back and forth. That'd be good.
But dare I say the Pele kick that AJ Styles can do to someone off the top rope while in the ring. And he's 40 years old.
Everyone else has no excuse.
Yeah.
Except for Curt Hawkins.
Yeah.
He has an excuse because he's, you know.
I mean.
He's going after the record.
Yeah. Well, does anybody know what that record, like, actually is at?
What his record's at?
Well, no, not what Curt Hawkins is at, but what the record is at.
The overall record. I'm going to say.
Like, Barry Horowitz had it, right?
Sure.
I'm going to go with Barry Horowitz.
Sure.
But, not me. I don't know what the record is. Anyway.
312.
You know what the record was?
No.
In the record books, it was Finn Balor, a.k.a. the Demon, beating AJ Styles with the coup de grace in the match of the night.
For the W.
And then that was your
mid-card.
Your co-main event?
Yeah, I feel like there's something after that before the main event. I can't remember.
Well, yeah, there's probably Elias and Jason Jordan, but I'm going to...
That's what it was, yeah.
But I am going to... Actually, you know what? I am going to say this. At one point, you saw Elias in the ring going to do a song, and you just saw, like, produce being thrown at him, and it was kind of funny.
It happened several times that night. It was pretty good. I enjoyed that.
And then you just see Jason Jordan with a shopping cart full of produce. Not even wrapped produce.
No, here's my thing.
Like, he must be a horrible grocery shopper.
Here's my question. Out of all the things that I could have asked for this whole segment, or the two times it happened, my question was, how much did that shopping cart full of produce cost? Because vegetables are not cheap.
Well, I mean, they were in the States, and...
Still? Like, how much do you think it would cost?
Everything's cheaper in the States.
I would assume it would cost about $100, at least.
Well, I mean, you know what would have been actually better? If Jason Jordan actually pulled out Elias' wallet and said, you also paid for this?
That would be good, yes.
Yeah.
That would also make him a thief, and I don't think they want to ruin his squeaky clean image.
But
squeaky clean image.
I mean, his father stole a milk truck.
I don't think he stole it. I think he rented it.
Well, he also wasted milk, so that was...
Drink milk, love life. Taste that freshness.
Yeah, the white freshness.
Sticky white freshness.
It was homogenized.
Homo for the win. Curdling all up in your mouth.
It's true.
It's damn true.
Opening
match, do you want to do the pre-show? It was Alicia Fox versus...
That's the one I didn't watch because I truly didn't care.
I watched it. Yeah, throughout, I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I only watched it because Mrs. Maniac is a Sasha Banks fan, so. Can't be perfect.
Nope.
Banks won. Whatever. Yeah. It is what it is.
Let me guess, Banks statement.
I don't remember.
We'll go with Banks statement.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Just so I'm right.
Sure.
If it was something else, who cares?
Yeah.
And then
possibly absent Bailey from this pay-per-view. I was okay with it.
Maybe she has the mumps.
She's got the lumps and bumps.
She hugged someone and got the mumps.
She's got the lumps and bumps all over her clumps.
Can we just say it was Bray Wyatt giving her the mumps because he gave everyone... I'm gonna blame this on Bray.
He's starting to sleep around.
Yeah.
He's trying to get the whole Raw world in his hand.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bray
kind of gay.
Maybe he's going to gimmick himself and be Bray Spade.
I mean, it's about time. Why not?
He's going all in.
On the girlfriends.
On your wife, he's going all in.
Also on the boyfriends.
And he's going to wreck your life.
Yeah.
Boom on the spot, baby.
Bye-bye.
And then the opening match, first official match, we got the debut of Asuka, who got a hell of a pop.
That match was kind of anticlimactic, though.
Yeah, but Emma looked really good.
She did, but I just...
And then her wrestling also looked really good.
Yeah. But I don't know, just that match, I don't know what it was. It just, Asuka looked, maybe it's because she's been off for a while, but her stuff looked kind of weak.
Well,
compared to her usual.
I think her last match actually was her last TakeOver match.
Which, that's fine. I mean, her stuff looked kind of weak.
Oh.
It was, yeah.
Could be a little bit of nerves.
Could be.
I mean, not everyone has the best first impression match on.
Except for Jericho.
But, I mean, it's not like she looked that bad.
No, she didn't look bad.
And she still looked...
She didn't look as dominant as she normally does.
I would say, actually, out of the six women wrestling, she easily was not the worst.
No, not at all.
And I think she was more at the top than she was at the bottom.
No, I agree with that. Just compared to what she normally was, I was just not as impressed as normal.
But at the same time, they're probably telling her, don't go all out, save it. Just make a good enough impression to where... They want to see you again, and then when the matches become bigger, give them more.
Yeah, could be.
I mean,
if that's the case, fuck them.
Well, it's why they hook us, bro.
Fucking hookers. Get you every time.
Anyway,
then it was the tag match.
I actually think Emma actually rose her stock up in that match.
She showed what she could do. What she had been doing in NXT, what she didn't really get much of a chance to do on the main roster. It's kind of nice.
And I honestly think she is putting herself in a position now that when she's given the time, she shows that she can actually come through with it.
Yep.
And that's a very good sign for her because, let's face it, you're getting a little tired of the same Bayley, Sasha, Alexa, revolving door with Nia Jax. Now it's...
Speaking of that, side note, remember how you said that Nia Jax might be off because of injuries?
Yeah.
It was all but confirmed today by an interview with Alexa Bliss. She said that she's dealing with some stuff that, you know, you're on the road a lot, you get burnt out. So that sounds like what it is. Burnt out and injured.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Woo!
Yeah.
Drinks on you.
The drinks are never on me. Well, drink it from a glass.
Yeah. Fine.
You don't want to have drinks on me. It'd be hairy as shit. Well, to each their own. They'll be hairy as Machine Gun Eddie's mustache. That's gross.
Yeah, but that's not that hairy because it's very, like, thin.
Yeah, but pedophilic.
Yeah, no. So not that hairy.
Do you really want to drink pedophilia?
I mean, it could be worse. It could be, like, Scott Hall's mustache.
I'd rather drink that.
From back in the day.
I'd rather drink that.
And that is a good mustache,
that's
though.
That's a hell of a mustache. Jake the Snake Roberts on.
Yeah. Tom Selleck, good.
Yeah. So second match,
yeah.
Tag, cruiserweight match. Oh. That was, that was all right.
Yeah, we were.
I like that Gentleman Jack Gallagher is now a heel,
and I like his new music.
Yes, I like it too.
Finally,
it's unfortunately for me, it's kind of like WCW days. I don't take them as seriously because they're cruiserweights, and WWE isn't really pushing them.
I wish he wasn't in his suit though.
I don't mind it. It's different. I don't mind it overall. I'm kind of waiting for the day that he has a Miz incident and splits his ass open.
Seeing him wrestle in the suit now just makes me wish that he would go to SmackDown and tag with Aiden English.
Yes, that'd be good. I was saying that before Skyman got you even left, too, and the three of them as a stable. That'd be good. But yeah, the two of them together would be good, plus another tag team in the division.
Yeah. So that leads us to our third match. Well, I mean, that led us to the Elias stuff.
Yes, in between. By the way, it was also Rich Swann and Cedric Alexander who got the win.
Yeah.
Hooray. Anyways, moving on.
Yeah. Nothing really special.
No.
So.
Third match was... the women? I believe it was the women's match. The tag match. Or, sorry, not the tag
match. Our match order might be off, but we'll just give you the matches.
Sure. The women's championship match.
I want to say there was a singles match, though.
That's a singles match?
No, but like, what other matches were on this card that we saw?
Well, let's look it up on the Google box.
I just want to say that, you know what? Well, I mean, there was also the Enzo.
And, that was more towards the end,
yeah,
I remember.
And that was right before the Finn Balor match.
Which I didn't understand.
Well, got to kill the crowd so you can bring them back up, right?
I guess.
But yeah, no, I think. Yeah, we'll see. It was Mickey James against Alexa
here.
Bliss.
Sasha versus Alicia. Asuka versus Emma. The tag match. And next was Alexa versus Mickey. Yeah. Raw Women's Championship.
So.
I actually didn't mind it.
Surprisingly, this match was a lot better than I expected.
I was not expecting much of this match. Nothing against Mickey James. I didn't think earlier stuff between her and Alexa Bliss, I didn't think that they meshed well. I thought they were kind of like Jinder Mahal and basically almost anyone he's faced so far. It was kind of awkward-ish. Yeah.
But they brought it, and they were a little bit snug with one another.
And that was actually not bad. I didn't mind that.
I thought it did two things. One, I thought it kind of brought out Mickey James's talent once again, because she showed that, okay, I haven't lost it. I can still go, and I can go with these new girls. It also, I think, leveled up Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
And it solidified her as one of the top talents in the women's division on the Raw side. So, that's a good thing moving forward, because I think she needed that performance if she's going to, say, lead Raw into a Survivor Series girl elimination match and, say, be in the ring with, say, a Charlotte or a Natty, who, let's be honest, it's a different step.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to just bode well for her confidence moving forward.
So,
Alexa did pick up the win as she worked on Mickey James' shoulder throughout the match.
And then hit her DDT, which Mickey sold nicely.
Yes. And then Mickey cut that, you know, like, sympathetic promo, which I don't understand why.
It was unnecessary.
Yeah. I think it just kind of like, okay, you respect me. Can you just let her kind of like walk up and get her like, and give her that ovation from the crowd.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, respectful. But I just don't feel like they needed that, because you obviously could tell that she didn't really have anything worthwhile to say.
Yeah.
So, if anything, just kind of let it be. And just, you know, let that stuff happen on that backstage stuff on the website.
Yeah.
So.
Kalisto versus Enzo. Yes. Cruiserweight title. Which, I called this, but for some reason I didn't actually call it. I mean, I thought Enzo might actually take it tonight, or that night, last night, but I said Kalisto, and I was wrong. I didn't want to believe it, but I don't know why they gave it to Kalisto, just to give it back to Enzo. It doesn't make much sense to me.
Ratings, maybe?
Does it do anything, though? Because I'm just like, oh, okay, whatever.
I think this allowed Enzo to get the title back, obviously, but I don't know. We saw on Raw that he was pairing himself up with Daivari, Nice, Gulak, and
that was it, I think, wasn't it?
I believe there's one more. Noam Dar, I want to say.
Yes, it could be.
Yeah. However, I think to further establish that, you gotta put the champion or the title on Enzo, and then Kalisto just looks like that much more of a fighting contender if he's going through the whole.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And that's only if they were to continue on with this storyline. But that being said, I just don't understand. As much as I didn't want Enzo to be champion to begin with, I honestly didn't feel they needed to take it off him at all, and they could have just made this the big win with Kalisto, and then next pay-per-view put it back on Enzo.
Yeah,
but
I'm watching the match, just there's a lot of things that Enzo either had a miscue on or went to do it and it was really sloppy, and just I don't know,
he's not smooth.
He's smooth on the mic, just not in the ring.
Yeah,
he's very very awkward and fidgety.
Still don't know how he gets a top 100 in the PWI 500.
He's in the top 100?
Oh, yeah.
Good God.
I mean, they do base it on activity,
I guess.
And then, like, the levelness of the year. I mean, when the guy's wrestling for WWE titles every other week with big cast, I guess that helps them out, but...
Yeah, I guess.
It just blows my mind to see that, you know, guys like Enzo Amore are getting time with a title on WWE TV, but Ciampa, Gargano, these smaller guys, maybe even a Leo Rush.
He will do well in the Cruiserweight division. It will happen eventually.
But, and then you just see the other guys. We're like, you know, why not? Like, part of me thinks the reason why Enzo won, too, is this is going to lead to something bigger. Yeah. 205, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's bringing back Rey Mysterio.
That'd be sweet.
Because I think Rey Mysterio and Kalisto, well, A, they just were, like, Kalisto reminds me so much of Rey Mysterio.
Oh, yeah.
But I think them joining forces, I think that's something to see.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that would be good. And if that's what it's leading to, okay, fine. Well, as of right now...
Think about this. What happens if you get a 5 versus 5 cruiserweight match at Survivor Series? It wouldn't be bad.
No. Actually, we can do that later. I got a game we can play for... Yeah.
See? Sparking up ideas.
Sparking up some thoughts and feelings, bud.
So, and then this led to...
Finn Balor and AJ Styles, which, match of the night.
Which we... you know what? We're not even going to say anything about this match, even though we've talked about a couple things they've done. Go and watch this match. It's worth your time.
Fantastic.
That's really all. Match of the night. One of the best matches that you'll see from WWE on their pay-per-views probably this year.
Yep. Definitely candidate.
Yeah. So.
Moving on to Jason Jordan versus Elias, which wasn't bad.
No.
It was a filler.
You know what? I think both guys have a very good upside, but I don't think their upside should be putting them together.
No.
Because I think you put Jason Jordan in a position to have good matches with like talent above him, he will step up. Elias Sampson, or Elias, which I still don't understand why they took his last name away.
I don't know. Sweet shirt, though.
But he definitely is a guy that when he's given time, I think just gets better and better. And he is so good on those promos before his matches that I now want to see the promos as much as I do him in the ring.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, match overall was good.
Yeah. But like you said, it was a filler.
It was a filler. Yeah. No one really wanted to see it. It wasn't originally booked. It is what it is. Moving on. Main event time. Rollins, Ambrose, and Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Versus Kane, The Bar, Miz, Braun!
And it's gotta be Kane.
Exactly.
Long match.
Very long.
Well,
a good match, but very long.
Very interesting side note is that Kurt Angle went full Shield in this match.
And it looked awkward as hell.
But it was also something that you're like, okay, well, I saw that.
That's the thing. That is a thing.
And you know what? I'm going to put this out there. As much as people wanted to see Kurt Angle wrestle again, think about this. Now, you still get that want of seeing Kurt Angle wrestle again as, like, he only did. Because he took the Roman Reigns spot and went full Shield. But he didn't really wrestle. He was just in a match.
Exactly.
And this match wasn't a wrestling match. It was more or less an 8-person brawl.
Yep.
So now, the next time you want to see Kurt Angle, he will go full Kurt Angle, singlet, medals, the whole kit and caboodle with him.
Exactly.
And it's a different dynamic, and it's a different Kurt Angle both times. So I don't think that the fact that he came back with really no build, I don't think it wrecked anything, because you still want to see that, you know, in the words of Michael Cole, vintage Kurt Angle one more time. And
we did see some rolling Germans. That was nice.
Yeah. Saw a few Olympic slams.
And an ankle lock.
Yeah. Also saw an ankle lock in the Asuka match.
Yes. We also saw Angle being the Roman Reigns of the Shield Powerbomb. That was interesting.
Yeah.
I liked it.
What did Corey Graves call it? The Olympic Shield Bomb?
Yes.
Not bad.
No. Corey Graves, by the way, I want to point out, he is on fire and he made all the matches, even the ones I didn't enjoy, way better.
Possibly the greatest color commentator since Jerry Lawler Attitude Era.
Yes. And they got to get rid of Booker T. He is a distraction. I'm not saying this because I just don't want him on there, whatever. He's literally a straight-up distraction on commentary.
Yeah. I actually want to see a good pairing again.
Like, and two people, not three, but two.
And when I say that, when I watch SmackDown, I just want to see Tom Phillips and Corey Graves.
That's it. Because when they did it on NXT, they were fantastic. Yep.
But then it's almost like on Raw, I want to see like Corey Graves and, like, you know, Byron and Cole. Like, I actually like that trio a lot better than I like the one with Booker T.
Yeah.
So I almost want to bring Byron back onto Raw and then just leave the pairing on SmackDown.
Make it different.
Yeah. That'd I mean, good. Hey, we got a two-hour show on SmackDown Live. We got two announcers. Raw's 3 hours. Let's have three announcers.
Fair enough.
And then,
God forbid if they ever go to 4 announcers or 4 hours.
Yeah.
Back in the good old days of SmackDown, like a year ago, when there was four of them.
Wait, I'd just say at least bring in Morrow, because there's no JBL.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
the match itself, it was good, but as we said, it was very long. I don't understand why all the heels got in the ring, and then the faces came down Shield style through the crowd, then grabbed chairs. And it's like, well, you face your heels, you look stupid.
Well, I think a lot of it was they grabbed chairs because they were 3-on-5, and they were equalizers.
I guess, yeah, but still, heels can't just really get in the ring. Oh, look, we're in a TLC match. Let's just stand in the ring and wait.
But with that being said, when you're Kane and Braun Strowman, do you feel you need a weapon? You feel like you are a weapon.
Fair enough. I guess, but I still would have grabbed
it. And then there's like the other three, and you're like, hey, we don't need a weapon. We got Braun and we got Kane.
Which later on did not help.
Nope. But,
I feel,
and that's where I'm confused.
The beatings of the match, where they're beating on Angle for a bit, which he got that, Braun Strowman's finishing move through a table on the outside. That was pretty cool.
The running power slam through a table.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Then he ends up getting taken away, and it becomes 5-on-2.
And they're doing that too much. No.
Yes.
They got to stop taking one guy out and only have him make that miraculous comeback. It's overkill now.
Yep, absolutely.
So
I was hoping to see a bald guy come back in the form of Stone Cold. Mm. Just because. That'd be funny.
See, and I was kind of more surprised that you didn't see Jason Jordan try to come to the aid of Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman just power slammed your dad through a table. Took him out. I don't know. You maybe wanted to see your father, like, help your dad out a little bit. I don't know. So, to me, it was just a very awkward reasoning to why they chose to take him out. Only for him to come back.
Hit a couple Olympic slams, ankle lock.
Yeah, and then, oh, we're going to do the Olympic shield bomb on The Miz. See, and that, and I think, too, that's another thing, too. I think this was a perfect time to have The Miz take or get the win and pin Kurt Angle.
I agree.
Because it doesn't hurt the shield at all. In fact, you're not taking away the return of the shield.
Nope.
Because Roman Reigns isn't in the match, so you didn't have the original Shield.
Exactly.
And it doesn't hurt Kurt Angle, because he's Kurt Angle.
I actually picked that to happen, and didn't. And so, I lost.
But yeah. And then what I just don't understand is Kane and Braun Strowman start fighting each other.
Well, there was the whole, like, he goes to hit him with a chair, or hit one of the, I think it was Dean with the chair, and Dean moves, and he hits Braun. Then they fight a bit, and then it's calmed down. And then they bring in a garbage truck, which, okay, but that seems like a little bit of overkill at this point.
Well, the reason why they brought in the garbage garbage truck was that Miz said he wants to take him out like trash.
I get that, but at this point, I still thought it was kind
of
overkill.
I thought it was just a horrible way of foreshadowing.
Which, by the way, congratulations, Miz, on announcing that you're going to have a baby girl. If she's anything like her mother, you're going to have your hands full.
Yeah. French.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah.
Oui, oui.
But having the garbage truck come out, okay, and having them fight out.
Now, I'm just saying, would this technically be the new Miz girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, the new It girl.
Baby Miz?
Yeah.
Baby girl Miz?
Yeah.
Baby Miz girl?
Sure.
I don't know, I'm having fun with it.
Sure. It just ended up like Braun getting chokeslammed from Kane on the stage, then getting buried in chairs, and then eventually being thrown into the garbage truck.
Yeah.
And why? Okay.
Like, is he dead?
Well, in theory, if you follow the way that garbage trucks work, probably. I would say most likely. Unless he is actually, in fact, who I suspect that Braun really is, and he's actually Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. In that case, no. He has some voodoo magic, and he will come back, and he won't die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's settled.
Yeah, that's settled. Anyways, it became a 4-on-2, and then Kurt came back and became 4-on-3. Then the Shield angle win.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is probably one of the lightest pay-per-views that they've had in a while.
But with that being said, this one, I think, gets a pass because of last-minute
changes,
takeaways. And let's be honest, at least WWE tried to say, hey, something out of our control is taken away from the show that we're trying to give you. Here's our attempt to give you something of equal value, if not better. And we'll honestly say Finn Balor and AJ Styles probably, even on no build, was better than anything that card had to offer to begin with.
Absolutely.
And then you add the actual in-ring return of Kurt Angle on paper.
Looks all right.
We're like, thank you, mumps.
Yes.
Even though we hope nobody actually gets fatally ill with mumps or the viral meningitis.
Except for Sidney Crosby again, because that's funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Kevin Owens had to leave the tour down in, Chile? They were down in Argentina and Chile?
Yeah.
But it wasn't for mumps-related reasons. It was, I guess, personal reasons?
Yep, personal.
So, Triple H being the nice guy, he has stepped up and took a spot.
Yep.
Even delivered a pedigree to one Kofi Kingston.
But right after he twerked...
It was awkward, as you'd think.
But it was...
A really muscly white guy twerking was pretty much as bad as you think it is.
Yeah, and...
Uncoordinated twerking.
But we did say... Xavier Woods was there.
It's uncoordinated twerking.
However, I did like the fact... After the pedigree, he leaves, still dancing, No Way Jose style. Which, I don't know if anybody has seen this, but they actually did a mashup video of Triple H doing the No Way Jose entrance about a week or so ago. And then you basically see Triple H going full No Way Jose out of the ring.
That's fantastic.
So, to me, that was entertaining.
Yes,
but then they pan back and you see Big E and Xavier Woods just lying down trying to revive Kofi Kingston.
Probably laughing.
Well, also, I think twerking as well in the process.
They're really all about that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Good for them.
So.
So, keeping with that, that being NXT and WWE, it's going to be Adam Cole, baby, versus Drew McIntyre. I don't have anything for him.
3M baby.
On November 17th, but it's going to have a special guest referee in the form of the Heartbreak Kid.
HBK.
HBK Bay?
H Baby K.
There we go. So that's going to be interesting because overall, even just the match itself, I want to see. But having HBK as a surprise referee.
Because he's so impartial as a referee, right?
He has never led anybody astray.
Right?
Ever.
He has interfered in the match he is refereeing every time he's refed.
100% of the time. He's interfered every time.
The last one, which was the Hell in a Cell between Triple H and Undertaker.
At Mania.
He got involved.
Yes, he did.
When he refed Triple H and The Rock on the very first episode of SmackDown, he got involved.
Yeah.
One of the nicest super kicks on The Rock you'll ever see, by the way.
Yep.
No, but yeah.
So that'll be interesting. And he's also been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes with Johnny Gargano, which I'm interested in.
Well, he does work with...
He's like an agent. Yeah, I know that, but still, they're doing a lot of stuff like together. I'm curious to see where this goes.
Well, I heard at first he was a coach. Like, he started coaching at the performance centers and started becoming like a finishing coach. So, like, he helped with the finishes of matches and stuff like that, which kind of made sense because lately I've had noticed that there's a different tone in the finishes of NXT matches.
They've been a lot different overall, but good, and they've had just a different tone to them.
A lot more story behind it.
Yes.
Especially, and I'm going to just go on and like use the NXT TakeOver match between Gargano and Almas, yep. CN Almas, who also, by the way, tore it up on one of the last tapings of NXT.
Yep.
Like, these two just have an amazing chemistry.
I would look forward to seeing them in the future.
And then now with the NXT TakeOver, you're going to see Almas go on against McIntyre.
Is what assuming it's not a sudden, hey, he loses the title to Adam Cole, baby.
Yeah, which I don't think he will.
I don't think so, but you never know. They've done crazier stuff.
I have a feeling that match you're going to see a lot of interference in.
Probably.
Yeah. Because that match is slated to take place before the War Games.
I think it's like the Wednesday before, isn't it?
Yeah, so I have a feeling it's a setup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it is in San Antonio.
Yep.
Whereas NXT War Games is in Houston, I believe.
Yep.
So,
but yeah. In the land of 1,000 floods.
Well.
In the land of broken what?
JJ.
Mm-hmm, at least we're not JJ.
Yeah, we're going back to JJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something
we make one bad pun about JJ, and now we go back to JJ.
Oh, full circle here.
Yeah.
You hear that David Boy Smith Jr. is a hero, eh?
Yeah.
Very interesting. I've wrestled him once. Now I can say I've wrestled a hero.
Well, he apparently helped someone prevent suicide in the city of Calgary.
Which, if I lived in Calgary, yeah.
And all we have to say to that person is, Giordano, it's okay. Connor McDavid is just that good.
Yeah.
You don't have to get down. You're a good defenseman. Connor McDavid just does that to people.
Actually, you know what it was, which we can kind of segue this real quick and then come back, is Jágr just got hurt with a lower body injury. So Giordano, or maybe it was Goudreau, or Bennett, or Monahan, or who the hell ever... They probably were like, oh, our season's over! And then went to jump and off a bridge. Then just so happens that old Smith is going by and is like, nope, you are not going that way.
Yeah, it was actually not Giordano. It was Sam Bennett because he still can't do a pull-up.
Yeah, exactly.
Still.
He actually was just trying to help or get something off the ledge, and then he slipped and he couldn't do a pull-up. And that's why he's down there. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so he's a hero. So good for him. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good on. And then last thing before we switch to hockey, Impact is officially apparently done with GFW and Jeff Jarrett. I guess he's officially been terminated.
Yeah.
Probably because they found out he was at RCW this weekend.
Which is now Top Talent Wrestling.
No, it's not.
Yeah, literally it's changed.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't care if they change the name. They're not.
No, they're not. But that's what they want to call themselves.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Right on.
It's like
hard to have Top Talent Wrestling when we're not there.
It's like Buffalo Bills fans calling themselves cool.
Or winners.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we're number one. No, you're not.
No.
Shut up.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you know who is number one?
Oh, the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, baby!
You know who's not? The Green Bay Packers. Yeah. By the way, it's a good game there, bud.
I didn't see it.
Neither did I. All I know is you guys won.
Yeah.
We were winning at half, though, and that's all that matters.
And, I'm not even gonna talk about it. I didn't even message you. I didn't actually.
I'm actually kind of surprised because I'm not expecting them to win very many games next little while.
I didn't even do that when the Oilers beat the Blackhawks. I am not going to talk about this at all.
I appreciate that
because you know I'm a good winner,
a gracious winner.
Yeah, gracious. Yes. But at the same time,
vengeful king.
At the same time, your team didn't have a quarterback, so it wasn't that fair.
Well, we have a quarterback.
Just who actually didn't
the
play,
quarterback.
Who actually played very well.
Exactly, that's what I said. We have a quarterback, just not the quarterback.
And the one thing I got to tell him is there's a receiver in Green Bay. He wears number 87. His name's Jordy.
Nelson.
You are more than free of giving him the ball.
Oh, yeah. One more than once.
Because two things happen.
Touchdowns?
One, well, the one and the most important one is I get fantasy points.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that's more important, yes.
And two, he can make touchdowns happen when he has the football.
Which is good for fantasy points.
And it's also good for winning football games.
And fantasy stuff.
And you know what? He had no touchdowns.
He had, like, just a couple
and
catches.
He didn't have the opportunity to win a football game. So I'm just saying, that's what you want to do.
No, I agree with that. Yeah. I completely agree with
that. First two games of the season, Green Bay won. Jordy Nelson, touchdown pass. Aaron Rodgers knew what he was doing.
Aaron Rodgers is a seasoned veteran.
Yeah, and he's also great friends with Edmonton Eskimo quarterback Mike Riley.
Yes, yes he is.
They're boys.
Yes, he is.
So,
Which, yeah. By the way, Eskimos won this weekend, too.
Yeah, and you know who didn't? BC Lions.
Yeah.
And they're out.
They gone!
And you know you suck when you can't make the playoffs for the CFL.
Yeah, if you're at the bottom team in the CFL, that's pretty bad.
I mean, there's a crossover rule. And you're still out.
Yeah.
You suck.
Yeah.
You will not make this putt.
You jackass.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyways, on to hockey. Hockey. Speaking of which, 2-0 right now in my fantasy league. Yeah.
Somehow
I won last week based on goalie points. I had more penalty minutes and every goalie.
I finally made my first transaction of my fantasy.
Well, what'd you do?
I got rid of Kessler because I guess he isn't playing.
Oh, really?
It was also like a auto draft.
So
it picked Kessler, and I actually took Logan Couture.
Cool. Yeah, so. Speaking of that, keeping that, I had Jeff Carter, who just recently went out, got stepped on by a skate, which is pretty bad.
Yeah, that happened to Taylor Hall, too.
Yeah, but it looks like he's okay, but he's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks, so he had to have surgery. So I picked up Jumbo Joe, because it was the only forward that actually was any good left. So Gil got some assists out of that.
It's more you don't want Joe, you just want his beard.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But yeah, so that's, and then I actually got offered a trade. Here, answer me this, would you accept this trade? I was offered a trade and was given the chance to take Ehlers and Wheeler for Kuznetsov and Patrick Kane.
No, and here's the reason why. You're given two guys who play on the same team.
Well, I wouldn't take it because they both play for Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And also because, no. Why would I give up like the leading almost, well, not anymore because of Stamkos, but almost the leading assist getter, as well as Patrick Kane, who I know in time will tear it up. Yeah. That's just stupid.
But that's just one of my rules of fantasy at all. It's like, even in football, I don't want an abundance amount of guys on the same team.
Well, my team, hashtag groom for failure, get it next year. Anyways, 5 Blackhawks. And I'm still winning. It's going to bite me in the ass.
Yeah.
I know it will. Don't care. Don't care at all.
See, I changed my fantasy team name. It was Crease Lightning.
I like that one. That's good.
To now it's Let It Go!
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's good.
I said that one in the car down to PPW. And let me tell you something. People are like, don't get me started on that movie.
Yes.
It's frozen.
Jager. Yep. He tied Howes for most games ever, but then he left with lower body injury, as we talked about. They haven't released what it is yet. Hopefully it's not serious.
He just doesn't have the balls to break it, I guess.
I guess not. But on the other side, someone coming back, Brian Boyle has been cleared for full practices.
Boyle!
Yes. It's kind of surprising, though. I mean, yes, I know it was like August when he found out about the whole leukemia thing, but That seems really fast. Even if it was early detection, that's really fast.
Well, you know, I mean, they have top-of-the-line medical staff in New Jersey.
For the longest time, they had to.
I mean...
Speaking of which, they're doing really well. Yeah. Like, holy shit. And them and the next team I'm going to get to, Vegas, they broke a record. They now have the best start of any expansion franchise.
Well, I mean, it's not like the bar was set high on that one.
That's very true. That's very true. And maybe though, because they just had Malcolm Subban go out, who's their backup, maybe they can actually acquire this guy who just went on waivers, and Antti Niemi. I guess the Penguins are just like, screw you. We don't want you anymore. You're hurt. Well, not hurt. You're hurting because you can't win. You suck dick. So see you later, bud.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if... Because who's Vegas playing now?
Like...
Engel.
Oh, Engel. It's their third string goalie. I can't remember what his name is. It's a goalie who his first game was the last little bit of the game that they won against St. Louis when Subban went out.
Yeah, but we...
And their backup is another guy who's never played before.
Yeah, well, we were kind of leaving your place at that time, so we never actually saw that goalie.
Yeah.
So, however, we could figure that out later.
Yes.
It's not that important.
Point is that it wouldn't be bad for the Vegas Golden Knights to pick him up.
I still would love to see Vegas make the playoffs. I'm actually okay. If the Oilers don't make the playoffs and Vegas does...
You'd be okay training for a divisional rival like that?
You know, it's Vegas. I don't feel like they're a divisional rival yet.
Fair enough. Speaking of which, tomorrow, Chicago. Just playing them.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Oilers play Pittsburgh.
You guys just came from a game in Vegas, didn't you?
Philadelphia. They played Philly on Saturday.
Or was that in a game in Vegas? I can't remember.
No, the Oilers haven't played the Knights yet.
Maybe the Blackhawks did.
Yeah.
I think so. Anyways, point is, playing the Knights. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, because I believe the Oilers, they went Calgary on their first game.
Sure.
Then lost to Vancouver.
And Winnipeg.
Then lost to Winnipeg, and they became 1-3. And then I believe they also lost to Philly, mm-hmm. and they beat Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, even though I'm still not super happy with Seabrook on that goal, I get it. That was a very, very nice goal. Doing a spinorama transition while going full speed around Duncan Keith, who is a phenomenal defenseman.
And here's the thing. We have seen multiple of an amazing goals and plays from Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews against the Oilers.
Yes.
Say that might be one of the best assists you'll ever see.
And my only problem with it is because Seabrook was kind of watching and didn't see Patrick Maroon behind him.
You know what?
But again, when you have someone as good as McDavid, you almost want to double cover him. So I kind of get it, but at the same time, it's like,
Sometimes it's hard to just not get caught up in watching Connor McDavid.
Absolutely. So that's why I can't be too pissed, although I could be a little pissed at him.
And you're like,
not
hey.
A lot, but a little bit.
Like, hey, Duncan's got him. And it's like, oh, shit, no it doesn't.
Yeah. Good game, though. Exciting game.
Yeah. Also, didn't get a chance to watch.
I get to listen to it. Radio. Old school style.
Yeah, my cousin was in town, who I found out has the coolest, like a cooler job than I thought.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
Yeah. I thought he was just like a Mountie who worked alongside the Prime Minister.
Yes.
No. His official job title is the bodyguard of the Prime Minister.
So why was he here? Was the Prime Minister here?
Yeah, the Prime Minister was in Edmonton to... visit the officer who is shot.
Ah, got you.
So,
you mean stabbed?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Shot with a knife.
Shot with a knife. Shot to the heart.
I got to say that again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I stay consistent here.
Very good.
And you could stay consistent by checking out all episodes of Sound of Struggle 1 through 45.
Plus this one, 46.
Yes. When you download the Edmonton Sport Podcast Network on your Google Play, iTunes, Podbeam, and fuck YouTube.
Yes.
And you get to watch, or decide to check out The Sounds of Struggle.
And have a good time. And while you're doing that, you can also be online and go, hey, you know, it's laundry day. Don't really feel like doing laundry. Laundry sucks. I'd rather buy some clothes. I heard of a website. You can buy the clothes at whatamaneuver.net. Whatamaneuver.net. Go to the MSDN spot. And he gets a OG Struggle and vintage One World Empire t-shirts, sweaters, baby onesies.
And if you like to go to pro wrestling shows on November 4th, you can go to Riptribution
10
for $15 advanced. Contact Manaik, Sean Martins, or Chris Parrish for tickets.
We have them. They're going fast, though. I've already sold 5.
Yeah. They are going faster than any of us in the bedroom. Fast.
Very fast.
Really fast. They will be all gone very soon. We know from experience.
Us running out of tickets. It's coming.
But one thing when you can do when you're at Riptribution
10
is you can pick up copies of the very first, the inaugural tag team tournament for the Renegade Memorial Tag Team Titles.
Wrong spot.
Because DVDs will be on sale then.
And that, I don't know if they're $10, but if they are, 10. They might be 15 or 20. I don't know what the price is.
We do 10. So if they do more, just say, hey, Tag Struggle, they're nicer than you.
And we're also champions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boop, boop. Real quick, basketball. NHL referees are made of glass.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You mean NBA.
That's what I meant. Basketball. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Anyways, point is, made of glass. Guy got knocked over like a traditional basketball knockover, and he broke his ribs. What the fuck? That's fucking pathetic.
Yeah, it's a technical foul.
Fucking bullshit is what it is.
We should call 15 timeouts now in like an 8-second span.
Yes. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris Parrish. I heard a rumor that is fucking startling.
Wrong.
The Olympics are looking at possibly integrating foosball, pole dancing, and video games.
Wait, there's going to be strippers at the freaking Olympics?
Not naked. You stay clothed. It's just the athletic portion.
But
we don't even have Greco-Roman wrestling. That is the original motherfucking sport for Olympics.
Okay, they're
not there.
They're bringing it back.
Fucking good.
Yeah, that's already been established. They're bringing it back.
Good. They better bring it back. Piss me off. But
foosball? I think I might watch it over some sport.
I would too, but that's not a fucking sport. That's a bar sport, which is basically you just go get drunk and do it. You can't do that at the Olympics. It's illegal, apparently.
Like, foosball as in, like...
It's the same as darts and, like, fucking poker. Those are not sports. Bowling, not a sport.
No. Neither is video game.
No! Pole dancing, at least it's fucking physical. You know?
I still think it'd be better if they were strippers.
Well, yeah!
Because then you can get the best strippers from Italy, from Germany...
Oh, they're Nazis.
No, European chicks. Swedish girls. Swedish girls.
You can pee on those chicks. I don't care. I'm not doing that.
No, man.
It's fucking gross.
No, there's a thing on Facebook I said. It's like how to pick up chicks.
Yes.
You know, they're like countries.
Yes.
The German one is just, you just take beer and you put it in like a perfume bottle and spray it on you and the chick's all over you. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's true. I have game time. Feel like playing some game time?
Yeah.
Okay, game time. Specialty Survivor Series teams.
Yeah.
Okay, here is your choice versus mine. I have to choose four other bald wrestlers.
You've already done this.
I talked about doing it. We haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
So, I have to choose four other bald wrestlers to join me on my team. You have to choose four other long-haired wrestlers to join you on your team.
Okay. Yeah, I can do this now, actually.
Okay, you go for it.
Okay.
So it'd be yourself, and then captaining Team Parrish. Who else would be on the team?
Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
Like prime, when he didn't have the bald spot coming.
So 96, 97,
98? When he screwed Brett, yeah.
97, gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. Or 96, because Iron Man match.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So pretty good. I'm also going to take Bret Hart, 95, 96.
Okay.
Then, I'm also going to take Ric Flair.
89 or 95, 96? 92, he's got short hair.
Whenever he had long hair.
Okay, mid-80s? Late 80s? Done.
I mean, when he was in the Four Horsemen.
Like early mid-80s.
Yeah, like the beginning one, yeah. And then as a fourth, huh? I gotta pick a fourth. That's really good. You know what? You know what was really good at Survivor Series?
What was that?
The Rated R Superstar, baby.
Edge.
Edge. I'll take Edge.
That's a good call. Yeah. I'd take, like, 2008 Edge.
I'll take the one, like, you know... Huh? Which one I want to take?
2008 Edge.
You know, when he was main eventing Taker at Mania.
2008.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one I'd take, yeah. Yeah. That's a good call. Good call. That's a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Pretty decent team. It's good. It's good.
On the spot, too. Boom.
Yeah, on the spot. I haven't thought about this at all. I just happened to see it in my notes, so I'm going to see what I can pick. First, you know what? Kurt Angle, because, well, I happened to just see him on the weekend. I wouldn't take that one. I'd take probably 2001 Kurt Angle.
He had hair, though.
Well, right after he got shaved. Yeah, right after he got shaved. Whatever. Right after he got shaved. I'd probably take WrestleMania... What is it? WrestleMania 2021 The Rock when he retired Stone Cold. Should I also take Stone Cold? Those two? I'd take those. That's three of them. I need one more. It's a cheap cop-out just to say Goldberg. I think I'll take Kane.
Kane technically had hair.
Not when he had the mask off and it was shaved.
Yeah, because he had that half part. Yeah.
I'll take when he shaved.
Are we counting that?
No, I'll take it when he shaved his head. Like, when he took the mask off and he's part of the Brotherhood of Destruction.
Actually, I'll give you stubble. I'll give you the stubble.
Fair enough.
I'll give you stubble. Because
so, yeah.
It's like a 5 o'clock shadow.
That's what I have right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll take... Yeah, so it'd be Rock, Stone Cold.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't take like Randy Orton because there's times where he was bald.
Yeah.
And Randy Orton's pretty good at Survivor Series.
That's true.
Actually, you know what? Actually, I'm going to make a change.
You take Randy Orton?
No.
Who are you taking?
I'm, because, you know, he's pretty good at elimination matches. I'm going to replace Bret Hart with another guy who likes conditioner. In Roman Reigns.
I would say you're dumb, but that's actually a pretty smart move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just feel Bret Hart is... Well, that... And you know what? Roman Reigns is a better team player than Bret Hart.
Yeah.
I mean, Bret Hart kind of has heat with almost everyone on that team except for Edge.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Fair enough.
And you know what? I'm pro Michaels anyway, so he wouldn't like me.
Fair enough. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then Roman, the Edmonton thing, you know, when he played in Edmonton.
Yeah, played in Edmonton.
He's also, like, you just know, he's a fan of when I do the Shield Powerbomb.
How can you not be?
Right.
Even The Miz would be a fan of it.
Or Ooh-ahs.
Exactly.
And that's the team name, Team Ooh-ah.
Team Ooh-ah.
I don't know.
I'll be Team Chrome Dome. Yeah. Team Chrome Dome.
Actually, no. We're the Hair Bears.
The Hair Bears. Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very good.
We're the Hair Bears.
Very good.
Yeah.
I like it. Actually, I'm going to take Kane and put Randy Orton in. You raise a good point. 2009 Randy Orton when he's punting everyone in the face.
Yeah.
That's a good call. Yeah, there's our teams.
He could bunt the conditioner off of Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Bunt the hair off Roman Reigns' head so he has to join my team because he's bald. That would be funny. Sudden turn because he has no hair?
It just turns, like, and then all of a sudden it just lands on someone on your team so they have to come to my team.
It turns
Steve Austin's like
in his Hollywood blonde. Yeah. Except for it's black for some reason. The Hollywood blacks? Is that racist? I don't care. Still funny. Anyways, yeah.
I think on that note.
Yes. I think that about sums it up.
Yeah. We'll bring back the who should we book next week?
We haven't done a female yet. You want to do Becky Lynch?
We'll do Becky Lynch next week.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah. We'll tag some Becky next week.
Yeah, tag struggles for her.
We'll just say she'll be our lucky wish then.
Yeah. We're going to last kick her all over the place.
Yeah. So that does it for episode 46.
46!
Of the Sounds of Struggle.
We are middle-aged.
Well, are we? It depends on how old we get to.
I don't plan on living to 80.
No, but I'm just saying, if we do, I mean, that's it.
Yeah, fair enough. You're still 46. That's still, put us in the 90s. Double it. So, I mean, yeah, that's middle age.
No, I mean, we're officially...
we're entering in our fucking breakdown years, bud.
We're almost as old as Angle, who's 48, by the way.
In 2 weeks, we'll pay a homage to him. No, we won't.
No, but just on the side note, how good he actually looked for a 48-year-old.
Yeah.
So, good on you.
Good on you,
11
mate.
Years, by the way, since his last match in WWE.
Historic.
Yeah. Probably a lot of our listeners weren't even born then.
What the fuck are 10 and 11-year-olds doing listening to this?
Probably they're understanding it, because that's the level that we put out.
Yeah, we do dumb shit down.
Yeah.
Terrible parents.
We talked about twerking. Of course kids are going to listen to this.
Fuck, terrible parents.
Yeah.
Get your shit together. And buy our merchandise.
Yeah.
By the way, new merch.
Or get your dads and moms too, because you're kids. And...
yeah. Point is, we're going to have more merch at Riptribution 10. Yeah.
So buy it, because it's a little bit of all right.
Indubitably.
So delicious.
Biatch.
And yeah. So that does it for episode 46 of the Sound Struggle. We are Tag Struggle 3.
And which is almost 10. Because we are real. But most importantly,
we are
spectacular.
And guess what?
What is that?
I don't know. Later, bitches.
Bitches!
Running out of breath. If you're ready to rock, we'll just